From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Britain has raised its terror threat level from substantial to severe in response to developments in Syria and Iraq. A severe threat level means a terrorist attack is considered highly likely. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
Home Secretary Theresa May says terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq are planning attacks against the West.
Some of those plots are likely to involve foreign fighters who have travelled there from the UK and Europe to take part in the conflict.
Although the severe threat level means an attack is thought to be highly likely, the Home Secretary says there is no intelligence to suggest one is imminent. Police say hundreds of Britons have travelled to Syria and Iraq, with swathes of both countries now controlled by Islamic State militants. Britain's terror threat level last changed in July 2011, when it was reduced to substantial.
NATO is holding an emergency meeting with Ukrainian officials following the release of satellite images allegedly showing Russian troops inside Ukrainian territory. The two sides are exchanging intelligence ahead of a Wales summit of NATO leaders next month, where Ukraine is set to get a support package from the Western Military Alliance. Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman has the details.
Ukraine, a non-member of NATO, requested an emergency meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Commission to discuss a worsening security crisis on its border with Russia. On Thursday, the military alliance released satellite images of what it identified as self-propelled artillery belonging to Russian forces inside Ukraine. The alleged evidence has prompted widespread accusation of Moscow's direct links to pro-Russian rebels fighting for control of eastern regions. Friday's emergency talks come ahead of a summit of NATO countries in Wales next week, where leaders are set to reveal support measures to Ukraine short of sending military equipment to reassure Kiev's forces against any future aggression.
Washington has announced sanctions against more than 25 individuals and organizations accused of aiding Iran. The U.S. Department of Treasury has taken action against those it says are involved in Iran's proliferation program, terrorism activities, or helping Iran evade sanctions. Washington correspondent Nina Maria Potts has this report.
The list includes Iranian shipping firms, airlines, and a number of banks. The move comes as the U.S. continues to work with a P5+1 group to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for an easing of international economic sanctions. In issuing new sanctions, the Obama administration is trying to show it remains committed to enforcing existing sanctions while the P5+1 talks are underway. Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence David Cohen said these sanctions reflect the U.S.'s continuing determination to take action against anyone, anywhere, who violates the country's sanctions.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The number of refugees fleeing violence in Syria has surpassed 3 million, according to the United Nations. Syrians now account for the world's largest refugee population under the care of the UN Refugee Agency. Liling Tan reports from UN headquarters in New York.
The Syrian refugee crisis is the largest humanitarian crisis of the era and the United Nations Refugee Agency's biggest operation in more than 60 years. According to the latest situation report from the agency, nearly half of all Syrians have been forced to abandon their homes and flee for their lives amid accounts of indiscriminate killings. One in eight Syrians have fled across the border to neighboring countries, including Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey. The UN Refugee Agency is working with host governments, aid groups, and agencies to meet the needs of the displaced. However, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said the response to the Syrian crisis, while generous, falls short of what is needed, and that the world is failing to meet the needs of both refugees and the countries hosting them.
And health authorities in Senegal have confirmed the first case of the deadly Ebola virus in the country. A student from neighboring Guinea has tested positive for the disease. This brings the number of countries in West Africa with confirmed cases of Ebola up to 5. Gary Alfonso reports.
Despite earlier closing its borders with neighboring Guinea, the country most affected by the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, Senegal now has its first confirmed case of the disease. A student who had had contact with Ebola victims in Guinea somehow traveled to Senegal's capital of Dakar and sought treatment in a clinic. He was immediately quarantined. Meanwhile, the first cases of Ebola have also been identified in the oil-rich River State in Nigeria, where a doctor died in Port Harcourt. At least 40 people that he had contact with have been isolated.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.